Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I do want to move on a few minutes as well to how long a couple should be together before they actually get married. And by the way, we are getting a few texts and messages. Yeah, I know I left the mic on during the last ad break for a few minutes and you kind of heard what goes on in the background. Did I use bad language? Did I? I don't know whether I did or not. We're having a discussion here in the office as to whether I did or not. Helena, did I use bad language?
It wouldn't be unlike you.
Well, see, I wouldn't have been expecting you to hear it. You know what I mean?
Nope, only me.
All right, okay. Well, we'll find out in a few minutes anyway. Somebody will tell me what I said. Will somebody please tell me what I said? Because I have no idea what I said. Anyway, how long should you wait before you get married? We got a message from a listener who wants to remain anonymous. And it says, basically the message goes, my daughter is currently in the middle of a whirlwind romance. She's 26 years old. And 8 months ago, she started dating a guy she met online. He's 32. They have been head over heels since meeting. But over the Christmas, they announced that they're going to get married. And she's now sporting a rather large big diamond on her engagement finger. She has told the family that they're planning to get married later this year. Personally, I think she's being swept up in the whole whirlwind of romance and has not given the lifelong commitment enough thought. How could they even know each other and want to get married and spend the rest of their lives together in such a short period of time? Sadly, I think this is going to end up in an expensive tears and don't want to know what I can actually do about it. It's hard for me to be supportive of this. Maybe you could talk about it on your show. Am I just being cynical, or do people agree with me that it's way too soon to get married? So what do you think of this mother's message? Do you think this couple are rushing into marriage? I mean, how long should a couple be together before they get married? I mean, I found an interesting article online about the 10 signs you're not ready to get married, and you're selfish. Because, of course, marriage requires you to give and take. You have secrets. Maybe you're a few skeletons in the closet that you haven't told your partner about. You're clearly not ready yet. Having second thoughts is always a big problem, the day before or the morning of the wedding. And not, I suppose, visualising your future. In other words, just jumping into it without a plan for the future and a house and where you're going to live and who's got money and if you got work, are you going to have kids? Or maybe you haven't checked with your partner that she wants kids or he wants kids. You know, secrets. Would you trust your partner with your own secrets from others? You know what I mean? Are you willing to tell them everything? Do you trust them enough? Trust is a big thing as well. So those loads of things there that people are just not ready for marriage and don't give themselves enough time to think about it. I want to know if you believe, you know, how do you know you're ready to be married? How long do you have to be together, do you think, to get married? Can you get married after 6 weeks? Legally, probably you can't, but can you get married after 6 weeks? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Ian, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Ian?
How are you doing, Noel?
Good. When is it too soon to get married?
You'd want a good bit of time to suss things out, you know what I mean?
I mean, how long are you married? Are you married?
No, we're only getting married now in April.
Oh, right, okay. And how long are you together?
32 years.
Ah, for Jesus' sake.
Well, I had to make sure she was right.
It took you 30 years to figure out if she was right?
Yeah, she's got 15 and I got 15.
Right, okay. And so how old are you?
Listen... I wouldn't ask you that question. I'm not as old as Larry Gogan was.
Well, poor old Larry. Larry, by the way, he's been buried today. God bless him.
I know. He was some tulip. I had a meeting with him a couple of times.
Aye, wonderful man. And he was a gentleman. A lovely,
well,
really
a
nice
gentleman,
guy.
Yeah, without a doubt.
All right, so Ian, you waited for 30 years to get to pop the question.
I know, we're engaged a good few years now.
How many years are you engaged?
When it was pounds, shillings and pence. That's when we bought the ring. So, how long ago was that?
It was a long time ago. Are you talking about before decimal? So you're engaged before 2000?
Yeah,
okay, before we went to the Euro.
Well, yeah.
Right, okay. That's bizarre. So do you think most people nowadays are ready for marriage?
No, you want to give it time, you know what I mean?
Not 30 years, mind you, but yeah.
Well, no, like a couple of years to make sure everything is right. You know, that way.
So people kind of jump into it a bit too quick.
Yeah, so how long then will it last?
Yeah, and should there be a legal thing? Should we say that you have to know somebody 2 years or be engaged for 2 years or be with somebody for, say, 2 years before you're allowed to marry them?
I think so, but don't tell the government that they put a tax on it.
They would put a tax on it. But it's not, by the way, it's not financially viable to get married.
No, it's not. No, it should cost you a fortune.
Well, apart from costing you a fortune, you're better off financially with the tax man and everything else if you're not married.
Yeah.
You know, and for, I suppose, services in relation to social welfare, et cetera, you're better off not being married.
Mm.
You know, but in saying that, it is nice to be married, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, and she's obviously happy about it. When's the wedding? In April, is it?
In April, yeah.
Okay, and where are you getting married?
In the registry office there in Grand Canal Street.
Oh, so there's no church involved here?
Oh, no.
No, none of that carry on?
No.
All right.
Just something simple. Just a few family and friends at it.
Right, okay. And where are you heading off your honeymoon?
We haven't decided yet.
Right, okay. The Liberties, probably.
Butlins. Or the Sunshine Home in Balriggan. Remember that, yeah?
I do, yes. And I remember, well, when Butlins was Butlins, it's a direct provision centre now.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, a lot of people used to go there, but that's because in those days nobody went to Spain, Ian. We didn't have the money.
No, you didn't. You were lucky if you went to Dunabay for the day.
Yeah, I tell you, you're not 20, that's for sure, Ian. I can tell.
I know.
I know you're not. I reckon you're older than me.
I'm older than what you call him.
Who? Larry Gogan?
Get up there, I guess, will you?
No, you're not older than Larry Gogan.
No, I'm not. I'm older than, what you call him, Jim.
Who?
DJ and Jim. I'm older than Jim.
You're older than Jim. Well,
yeah.
Well, Jim, how old is Jim?
50.
Yeah, he is 50, yeah.
Yeah, I'm older than him.
So are you younger than me? I'm 56.
No, I'm older than you as well.
All right. Sarah, well, stay there. Sarah, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Sarah?
Hi, how are you?
30 years he's with her, and he's only getting married now in April.
Oh, that's a little bit, no, I don't agree with that at all.
It's a bit much, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, why did he wait that long?
Yeah, not exactly whirlwind romance, is it?
No, it's not a whirlwind romance, no. So, Sarah, what? I mean, how long should you wait?
I think when you know, you know.
So, what, love at first sight?
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
Okay, we were. My husband proposed after 9 days.
9 days?
9 days.
Oh, right, okay.
And we got married 9 months to the day that we met.
Right, okay. There was no little secrets there for the night because it was 9 months. So I'm just saying. It's
no, 9 months later there was.
No, I'm just saying it's an obvious question to ask. You know what I mean?
Obvious, especially, yes. Yes. No, 9 months later there was.
Oh, right, okay. So you waited 18 months for that altogether. Okay.
Yeah, so we had, yes, he proposed after 9 days.
Yeah.
We had a house bought about 2 weeks later.
Right.
And then we got married the 9 months to the day that we met.
Jeez, no messing with you guys, sure there's not.
No, no. When
so
you
had a house 2 weeks after you got engaged, nine days later.
Yeah.
So you met, so you were living together in your own house within about 30 days of meeting each other.
A bit less than that.
Oh my God. Are you listening to this, Helena? Are you listening to this woman? 30 days they knew each other and they were living together in their own house.
Well, if they have that.
Yeah. Fair play to you.
I say I moved in about 10 days.
Right, okay. So hopefully you don't ever need to get divorced because that takes time, by the way, because I know you're a person who likes to rush things.
we're together 32 years this year.
Well, congratulations. Well done. Yeah, that's brilliant. I'm delighted.
Brilliant. It's brilliant. I love it. And I think...
do you feel the same way about him now as you did on day 8 before he proposed to you?
Absolutely, 100%.
So you're a classic case of love at first sight.
Absolutely. Bang with the arrow, hit me in the middle of the forehead.
Right, there you go. Cupid had his spell cast on this woman in no time, Ian. See what I mean?
You hadn't got Bowen Adams and movies out.
I mean, 9 days.
That's
something else, isn't it?
Versus 30 years, Ian, for God's sake.
Yeah, but there's no point in rushing it.
But I worry that this woman is going to take the good and enjoyment out of being a mother of the bride by resenting the fact that her daughter's getting married.
Oh, right, this is the woman in the message.
Yes.
Yes.
The woman in the message. So, see, my daughter got married just over a year ago, and it was just amazing. The lead up to the wedding and everything. And I worry that she will miss all that by not being happy for her child.
Yes, yeah, just to go back to the message in case people miss it, her daughter's 26 and she's with the guy 8 months. And she arrived home at Christmas with a big diamond on her engagement finger, and they're getting married. And the mother is now terrified that it's just a whirlwind romance and it's too quick. Now, fair play to you, Sarah. Yours worked out, okay? But a lot of whirlwind romances, you know, where people get married very quickly, don't work out.
No, and it's their mistake to make, though. It's her mistake to make.
Because there's a lot to consider. When you're getting married, firstly, you're not going to be independent anymore. I mean, a lot of people are quite selfish about their time, for example, you know, and their friends and their family and everything else. They're selfish about that. So that takes time, you know, to bond with somebody else and allow all that to happen. Some people might have a few skeletons in the closet, secrets. I mean, don't tell me in 9 days you knew everything about your husband.
I wouldn't say I knew everything, no. But I just knew he was the other half of me.
Yeah, well, I think that's fair enough to say that. I know that feeling, yeah.
You know when something comes into your life and you suddenly feel complete.
Yeah, I know. I felt that when I met my partner nearly 3 years ago now.
Yeah, that's it. And, you know, if it doesn't work out for this girl, I'd be very sorry for her. It's very sad. But I think the mother will do more damage than good by opposing it.
Money is also a factor, by the way, as well, because now, Sarah, you were obviously okay because you had the house within 2 weeks. I mean, that's very that's a good
thing. I was 22 and he was 30.
And did he own the house?
Not. He didn't own a house until 2 weeks after we met.
So, well, he must have had a few quid then, Sarah, did he?
Oh, yeah. He had a very good job, He had a good job and,
Okay. So money was an issue.
No, money wasn't an issue.
And did you have a big wedding?
70 people, I suppose. We got married in the UK, so.
Right, okay. It was quicker over there, yeah. You can pretty much do what you want over there.
Bit of a free for all. Yeah, absolutely. It was a church. It wasn't a Catholic church, but it was a church.
Okay, well, say that because Joe, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Joe? Joe, are you there? No sign of Joe. Joe, are you?
Hello. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's you, Joe.
Yeah, how are you even?
Joe. Okay, you heard Sarah. She got married, well, he proposed after 9 days, but they got married 9 months later.
Yeah, fair play to her.
Yeah, they had the house and all less than a month.
Yeah. Sure, how bad, huh?
Yeah, that's
what he knew he was in the right thing, didn't he?
Yeah, well, he obviously valued her, you know, and wasn't letting this one go.
That's it.
Yeah, and here we are 30 years later or whatever it is, and she's still 36. Did you say 36, Sarah, was it?
32,
okay.
There you go, fair play to them.
Okay, Joe, what was your situation?
Oh, I met the wife at a wake.
At a wake?
At a wake, yeah.
She wasn't burying the husband or something, was she?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Okay.
The best place to get a woman, Niall.
At a wake?
Is at a wake, yeah.
Why, because they're all feeling a bit forlorn, is it?
That's it, yeah, you take advantage.
Oh, right, okay.
I don't know, met the missus at a wake, said hello and whatnot. A few weeks later, I met up in October, and in April we got engaged, and we were married that October.
Ah, stop.
17 years later.
And everything is happy in the garden?
Everything happy, yeah. Lovely little baby.
So basically, you were married after 6 months, essentially?
Yeah, engaged. October, and then married then by October. Everything organized with it for 3 weeks. And
yeah, no waiting around, no hanging around with you guys.
Oh, sure, what's the point? We'll be dead long enough.
Well, this is it, yeah. And you can't take your money with you either when you go.
That's exactly it, yeah. You
What's know? The saying? There's no pockets and shrouds.
That's exactly it. You know, spend it where you have it. That's my motto.
That's my motto, too. You can't be buried with it.
And me being the old romantic, you know, how I proposed to her, I sent her a text.
Ah, stop.
We're up in Leitrim at her father's house. You know the old people now, you know. Separate bedroom. So we're in the bedroom there. She was in her own bedroom. So I sent her a text. Will you marry me, bitch?
Oh, stop. Yeah, that's real romantic, yeah.
And the text I got back was, of course I will, you bollock. And that was it. That was done.
That's how they do it in Leitrim, you know.
That's exactly it, yeah. You said it.
Yeah. There you go. I mean, I suppose it works. I mean, it's worked for both of you. It's for you, Sarah, yeah. But I mean, do you find, because nowadays marriages don't last anymore. They did years ago. I mean, I think it's only 1 in 5 marriages now in the UK. Now, we don't have stats for Ireland, but in the UK, 1 in 5 marriages will last more than 25 years.
Yeah.
Now, that's not a good statistic, is it?
It's not. No. But like you said, there's no incentives like of getting my retirement with all these taxes and everything, you know?
Yeah. Now, I don't think the Irish are as bad as the British for divorce and what have you, but we're getting there. Yeah. You know? I mean, I know, Sarah, you're obviously British.
Or yeah, yeah.
Okay. And the British don't seem to take marriage as seriously as we do, but that's starting to change here now as well.
Yeah, I have family that have been together as long as we have, and I have, my parents got divorced after 27 years.
Right, okay.
So, you know, it's different for everybody. I mean, I had to explain divorce my family situation to my child's school teacher.
Right, okay.
Because we moved here before the divorce referendum.
Oh, right, okay, okay.
There wasn't divorce, and when my child announced that she had like 10 grandparents, all these extra grandparents.
Right.
My parents got new partners, and the teacher then had to explain to the class divorce.
Right.
So, you know, I think a lot of families.
And when you were married before? We didn't get that part of the story. So you were married.
No. I was married. My parents. Okay.
My parents. Sorry, I apologize. Sorry, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
After 27 years, okay. My parents divorced. No.
I gotta be concerned. No, it's okay. My fault. I gotta be confused.
One
there.
And only.
Yeah, no, I gotta be confused there. Joey, talk about Leitrim, by the way, all the time on the air.
Oh, sure. Stop. It's a lovely spot.
Is it now? See, you need to give us a bit of a lowdown. Why does everybody slag Leitrim?
Do you know what? I have no idea. Now, my wife was from Mohill, and I have to say, a small little village, but large is it. Must be, when I went there at the beginning, going down up and down, there must be 23 pubs in the place.
Yeah, but they've the lowest house prices in Ireland, I believe. Yeah, Roscommon and Leitrim, the lowest house prices.
You get yourself a nice little four-bedroom house down there with a few acres for probably 100 houses.
I know, yeah. So why does nobody want to live there?
I have no idea.
Because it's so cheap.
No, it's a lovely spot. Now, I do I tell you, it's funny down there, like the lady there, Sarah there. A lot of English retire there.
Do they?
A lot of English retire down around Leitrim, Roscommon.
You're not in Leitrim by any stretch of the imagination, are you, Sarah? No.
No, I'm in Clare.
She's in Clare. Well, it's Clare. It's cheap enough in Clare. How much would you get a four-bedroom house in Clare for Sarah? Outside of the town now, obviously.
Outside of the town. I don't know, because we're quite close to Limerick City. We're sort of, I'm literally about 5 kilometres in the border of Clare. So, a four-bedroom house, maybe 250.
See what I mean? You just don't know how lucky you are.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, oh my God, when we moved over.
250, you wouldn't get a garden shed for 250 in Dublin.
I couldn't believe the house prices when we moved over here first in 1991.
Well, I mean, they're as bad in the UK. If you go to a city in the UK like London or Manchester, they're just as bad.
Yeah, well, if I think my house, my brother lives about 30 miles outside of London. And if you put my house where his house is, oh my God.
You triple the price. You know where I've always wanted to live? Speaking of the UK, sorry, I'm way over time here. I've got to go to an ad break. I've always wanted to live in the Cotswolds because I just like the sound of the place. I just like the name.
It'd be a little grey stone cottage in the Cotswolds next to the pub.
Yeah, with a little white picket fence. I mean, postbox outside.
And loads of wildflowers.
Yeah, I have that vision. It's just the name, the words, the Cotswolds. I just like the word. I'm just looking here. I mean, how could you refuse this? Burton on the Water. It's a place in the Cotswolds, right? And it's a charming village, and it's often called the Venice of the Cotswolds due to the fact that the River Windrush flows right through the centre of the town. Ah, I'm sold. I'm moving to the Cotswolds. Moira. Sarah would love me for saying that now. I'm plugging the UK here. Moira, you're on Classic Kids. Moira.
Hi, Niall, how are you?
Do you want to move to the Cotswolds?
It sounds very romantic, doesn't it?
It sounds lovely, doesn't it?
Yeah, not a bother, boy. When are we going?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I won't be taking you. Moira, I mean, you were with your husband for 6 years.
6 years, yeah, but we were only kids.
All right, how old were you?
We were just 14 and a half.
14 and a half?
Yeah, we met at a kiddie disco.
Right, okay, so you were childhood sweethearts.
Childhood sweethearts, and I suppose we weren't in lust. Getting married as in, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We grew up together.
It was puppy love.
Puppy love, but we're 41 years married in March, so I suppose it
was. Oh, congratulations.
It matured into a doggy love.
A full-grown doggy love. Yeah, well, obviously, the implications of that.
I think, to be honest with you, well, my hubby said, you know, when the time is right to get married, when the father puts a shotgun to your head.
Right, okay. Oh, were you pregnant?
Which wasn't the case, by the way.
Oh, I was going to ask, were you pregnant at the time?
No, I don't even have that excuse.
Because that was quite common in those days, shotgun weddings.
Oh, listen to me, my friends, some of them were with their boyfriends 2 months and they were marched up the aisle. Needless to say, very few of them, their marriages lasted, very, very, very few of my friends, but they were only all kids, and look, that's just the way it was in those days.
Yeah, do you take such and such to be your lawfully wedded wife? You know, you'd hit the sound of the gun in the background.
Yeah, that's it,
in case he says
and
no.
They weren't given a choice. The boys were just told you're marrying this.
You're marrying him, yeah.
And that's it. But I do think...
well, the lads were, in fairness, the lads were told the same. You better marry her. You're getting her pregnant now. You better marry her now. You have to marry her.
They were told, the father went and said, you're marrying my daughter and you're getting married in 6 weeks' time or whatever, you know.
Whether you like it or not.
As fast as possible so that you... She'd be showing as little as possible or as little as they could get away with the girl showing, you know.
Yeah, I don't want her walking down the village single with a bump.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
But that look, that's just the way it was. But I do think watching my own, we have 4 kids and watching our own kids, I do think that when they, you know, most of my kids have had a few relationships, you know.
I mean,
most of them kind of long term, you know, that they weren't. I do think that it's kind of the new generation, it's kind of like ticking a box. You know what you don't want in a relationship. I think, but I would be a bit nervous now if my daughter or son came home and said they were getting married after 8 months, because I don't think 8 months is long enough, but...
Well, I can tell you now, if Sarah was your daughter and come home and said we're getting married after 9 days, how would you feel about that?
No, I would be very shocked about that, you know. But I suppose, look... we all went through problems in our marriages and you work through them. For me personally, I think the most important thing in a marriage, number one, is friendship.
Absolutely.
You have to be.
And somebody you can communicate with, somebody you can trust.
He has to be your best pal.
Yeah, he's got your back. Yeah.
He's got your back and you've got their back and your pals.
Yeah.
And you can work through things because you have that friendship. You have love. You have everything rolled into one. But to me, I would lose my best friend in the morning if my marriage broke up.
Sarah, me, you listen. She's gonna bring a tear to my eye in a minute.
I feel the same. No, I feel the same. If he wasn't there in the morning, I'd feel like somebody cut my right arm off.
Yeah. Joe, do you? Is that something you feel the same way? Is Joe gone?
No. We're kind of.
Joe, are you there?
I am indeed.
Yeah. Do you feel the same way? You'd lose your best friend.
You would. You would indeed now, yeah. You'd miss them now, in fairness.
Yeah, there'd be nobody to make your tea or go out and milk the cows.
You know. only for the wife now, I'm telling you, we'd be lost without them.
Are you under the thumb?
Oh, God, no.
Are you not? Are you sure?
Oh, no. Oh, definitely.
Are you wearing the pants?
No, she wears some of them, I wear some of them.
All right, okay, good. Well, listen, guys, it's been lovely talking to you all, but I have to wrap it up. Thank you very much indeed,
Take
Sarah.
Care, Niall. Have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks, Myra. Best of luck, and I hope you have many, many, many years of happy marriage.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.